Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Wood. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Chartak. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Schultz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Tony Criscola. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. Wood steals second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stevens fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns. Parsons reaches second base with a double. Hoover goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a fly ball into left field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive towards short. Hoover catches it and throws to first to double up Chartak. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chartak settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Chartak. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Wakefield moves to second. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Parsons and he is out, Hoover applying the tag. One out. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Criscola. York reaches second base with a double. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoover bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to third. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parsons hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trout moves to second. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. 1 out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge moves to second. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Chartak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Chartak moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wakefield hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chartak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0 for 1 in the game. Criscola hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parsons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Tommy Bridges now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns scores. Lobbs moves to second. One out. It's Tigers, 3, Browns, 3. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to third. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wood picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wood. Lobbs scores. Schultz moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive towards the mound. Gale House reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0 for 2 in the game. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Galehouse strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. York hits a fly ball into left field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoover strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chartak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Browns. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Dixie Parsons. Don Ross pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metro moves to second. Prince Onya pinch hits for Joe Wood. Prince Onya is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onya hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.